Warning, explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. Buckle up.
This just in, breaking news. What? You call this shit news?
So I called it last time last time we recorded. I said I had a feeling it was going to be the last ones we recorded before you had a kid.
I mean, the kid came out Asian, so not real sure it's mine. No, he's mine. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately for him, looks a lot like me, so his life's going to be awesome.
How does it feel to now have to nurture someone who's never going to be impressed with you?
I'm going to approach it much like a warlord would. Like, you know, the people below you don't enjoy your presence, but they kind of have to do.
But you'll reign over them nonetheless.
Yes. They kind of have to do what you'll say, or you'll murder and rape the women around them.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's been. I'm a little tired right now. Less rested than I was the last time we recorded.
How much were you dilated?
I'm still 10 centimeters dilated.
Nice.
Yeah, you can throw a golf ball in there and not hit the walls.
I'm gonna try that later.
Yeah,
I just gotta find a golf ball.
Yeah, it'll come right out my mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an interesting experience, to say the least.
Yeah,
it wasn't quite as like movie intense as I expected it to be.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of screaming and yelling and shit.
Was this
like
your first birth that you'd actually witnessed?
Yeah, why the fuck else would I witness other
births? I don't know.
I
paid a couple bucks to watch some friends give birth before.
So, I'm going to translate here. The women that you have in your sex dungeon that you have accidentally impregnated, you have delivered their babies.
Wasn't an accident.
You're taking the warlord thing much more literal than I was.
Yeah.
Wait.
I saw my godson being born. I saw his mom poop into her sister-in-law's hands. Not on purpose. She's like, I think I just pooped in your hands. And she's like, it's okay. I'm like, is it though?
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, that was the same night that I ate the booger sandwich.
Yeah. That was a big day for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's I don't know. It was a lot more surreal and slow-paced than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It
is weird once the kid is out. And then all the luggage follows.
Yeah. Yeah. They did ask us. They were like, you're going to want to keep this? And we were like, no, fuck no. I know what trash looks like. Those were my word for word. And she was like, thank God. It's terrible when people want to keep it. They're terrible people.
Did she really say that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, those are trash people.
She's like, so were you planning on making a casserole or no, throw it in the garbage?
Yeah, exactly. They were like, this was the doctor. She's like, I don't know what they think they're getting out of it, but nothing is happening that's worth eating that detritus.
No.
But yeah, he did. They put him up on my wife's chest and he pooped on her right away.
Yep.
Just to set.
Marking his territory.
Just to set, this is the way shit's going to be around here.
Literally.
And yeah.
Was it real dark?
The shit? Yeah. It's the Merconium, which is like tar.
Mm-hmm. It's a good name for a band, too.
Merconium?
Yeah. Yep.
A shitty
Merconium
band.
Chest shit. Yep.
The first squirts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't seem to be enjoying himself either, though, so it wasn't like he was laughing about it. He had just had a tough time.
Did you cut the umbilical cord?
I did. I wasn't planning on it. I didn't really want to be.
I don't understand why that has been decided that that's like a rite of passage. Like,
yeah.
Because people are like, oh, no, that's what the father should do. And I'm like, really? Because we're in a hospital with people who are on the clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. They were like, do you want to? They asked me like in the moment. I was like, sure. You know what I mean?
What was that like? Cutting through it.
It reminded me of all of my victims, and it was hard to hide the erection.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody told me it was like trying to cut through like, like microphone cable.
It wasn't that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you use your teeth or scissors?
They wouldn't let me. Scissors. They were kind of like little medical snips, but they went right through it pretty easy. Mm. Then again, you know, my wife's side of the family is known for weak umbilical cords, so maybe other ones. I don't know.
That's part of why
about.
You chose her as your mate, right?
Yeah. In case this happened in the wild, I wanted to be able to detach the umbilical cord.
Yeah, you figure you could like almost like break it with one of the finger flicks like you're playing, you know, tabletop football.
Yeah, like tissue paper.
Yeah. Touchdown.
Yes. So
how long did it take for that gross belly button thing to fall off?
No, it did already. It was like a five or six days. They told us it was going to
take
longer.
You ate that, right?
It happened when we were in a pediatrician appointment. We were like moving him from one place to the other. Like obviously his clothes were off because they were doing a checkup and they're taking pictures of him naked for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fell off onto the floor randomly. We didn't even know it was like close to falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And the pediatrician was like, "Do you want to keep that?" And I was like, "What?" She was like, "I don't know. Some people keep it for the baby book." I was like, "First of all, we're not making a baby book. Because we have him as a human, like
right.
We don't need.
We've got the physical evidence.
Yeah, I don't.
Plus, you got to really like put your elbow down on the cover of that book to keep that thing in there.
Yeah, there. She was like, "Good," because it already like within the 5 or 6 days, it went from looking like it did originally to just like
just this horrible, like, acrid like
boogers that you would have if you were standing really close to like a bonfire and inhaled a lot of the smoke.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes. So we were like, no, we don't want to keep that. We just want to keep this thing that we made. Like none of the rest of the
thing with the eyes.
None of the stuff that falls off of him.
How many times a day does he shit?
Probably about 7 or 8.
That's it?
Yeah. He pisses a lot too though, so.
Yeah. Have you gotten piss in your face yet?
No, I got shit on within an hour.
Nice.
From a distance.
The doctor or your son?
Both. No, it was the child. Give me the boy. No, he was. They were. We were measuring him like lengthwise, his dick. And so they were holding him.
You
up.
You gotta start from the balls, though.
Yeah, we started from the back of his neck, down around.
Hey, there's that thick line when he's first born.
Yeah,
it counts.
Yeah. So they were. They
his
were holding
dick
him up
is
in
14
the
inches long. He's only 16 inches long. Yeah, mostly dick.
Yeah. So they were holding him up in the air and they were about to put him down on the measuring thing. And as I'm standing, I'm holding his legs and I can see, like, you know, like in movies that have volcanoes in it where like the bubbles of magma and then they pop.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that from looking right down the barrel of his asshole bubble up. And I shit you not. Went 3.5 feet and hit me in the arm.
All liquid?
All liquid all the time, yeah.
Nice.
It was impressive. So, yeah, he
Well, you keep feeding him milk, and he's probably lactose intolerant.
Yeah. He busted our shit hymen right off the bat.
Mm.
Both of us. He got us in rapid succession. So he's a douchebag. So it was like day two or whatever. We were in the hospital. Or the next day after he was pooped out, and we were meeting with a different pediatrician, and I don't know, at this point, like, when you're, that was my least favorite part, is it's just a constant parade of people coming into the room to tell you, like, give you information and make sure you're not going to murder the baby by accident.
And you have to pay attention to what they're saying, right? That's stupid.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm like, geez, fuck, cave people had, like, a pretty decent, they had, like, a 50-50 success rate of not killing them. I was like, I think we've come a little ways since then. I don't need all your information.
I mean, NASCAR races are sold out. Clearly, not bright people have made it through.
That's true. So, I don't think any of our listenership are big NASCAR fans, so I think we're all right.
Mm.
So, the lady's like, just so you know, just breast milk at this point. Or formula, if you're going to do that, which we're breastfeeding. So, and we were like,
"How are your nipples feeling?" Sore?
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. My dick hurts.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? So the lady, we're like, "Yeah, we know why." What? And she was like, "Yeah, some people, you know, just they mean well, but like, I've had people give their babies like water," which I get that one because, like, water is kind of, like, what sustains almost all life on this planet. I get it.
I would imagine, like, most of milk is mostly water.
Yeah, but you still don't want to give babies water. It's not good for them. So they should just
whiskey's be okay, right?
Not bad at all. Hmm. Well, but if it's filtered by your body and then comes out in your breast milk, it's the best.
Right.
It's a just a white Russian, I think. So, and then she was like, "Yeah, I've had one mom give her kid Mountain Dew," and I was like, "Excuse me?" And she was like, "Yeah, Mountain Dew." I was like, "What did she tell you why she thought that was okay?" Because it's not. Because I am not a doctor, but I could figure that out. And she was like, "Yeah," she said that she figured she liked Mountain Dew, so she assumed the baby would also like Mountain Dew. I was like,
"It's also why she fucked the kid in the ass, because she enjoys it."
I was going to go there. That's exactly what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. So we...
And with a baby, you really only need to use your pinky to get in there.
Very, very small butthole. Smaller mm-hmm. butthole than I had imagined. Yes, I spent a lot of time imagining mm-hmm. my baby's butthole.
Little acorn dicks, too, usually.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean...
I never really moved past that phase.
I mean, I talk a lot of shit to him about it.
Massive balls, but, you know, tiny, tiny tallywhacker.
Yep. Something's happening here. You're giving me a new mic stand?
So after you pick out the ties, enter promo code TRUTH.
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's not. No, that's fake. Sorry. That's my other one. Wow, that wasn't even on purpose. Enter promo code FAKE.
It's literally the opposite.
And get, yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Enter promo code FAKE, and you'll get free shipping on WeAreDappertize.com. Yeah.
You can put in TRUTH as well. Yeah. None of you pricks are going to buy ties anyway.
Yeah, put in promo code BURR, B-U-R-R. Let's see what happens. I'm pretty sure We Are Dappertize does not advertise on Schmil Schmurs.
So, how about you? You make any humans while we were away?
No.
Did you murder some in the gym suck?
I'm trying to think. I was talking to someone recently about it. I was like, yeah, it's going down a lot. Like, it's usually like twice a week at this point.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a sign that there's trouble.
How do you even get to sleep?
I'm old. I just fucking pass out now.
That is true. I forgot you can pass out standing.
Yeah. There's been several days in the last week where, like, the alarm goes off, and it's been, like, 9 hours. I'm like, I could sleep 14 more hours right now.
I will say this. So he's on, like, every 2 to 3 hour feedings at this point, even through the night. And there's been a couple of times where I've been woken up and apparently was just speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nonsense. Yeah, I was just... I barely remember these moments, but I know that, like, my wife was just laughing at me in the middle of the night, just like, what is happening? So I've had a couple of experiences where she'll, like, wake me up to go get something, and I'll walk out to where that supposed something might be, and I have no recollection of what it was. And she had to tell me, like, 6 times, because I was just at the point where my brain wasn't functioning.
How does the serial pissist who lives in your house feel about the cat? I mean, feel about the baby. Sorry, your kid's the serial shittest.
Oh, my God, yeah. The cat. So we were in the hospital for 4 days total, and the cat peed everywhere while we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking heated. Like, on the couch, on the ground, on my shoes, on my sandals. I can't wait till this cat dies.
I've come home 3 times this week to Chihuahua shit right in front of my door. And the fucking, you know, dastardly dog, his girlfriend, has a Chihuahua too. So she's been over a couple times. This was something that I was going to ask you about too. Like, I'm sure you've lived with people in the past. Like, I know you've had roommates where, like, at some point you've probably heard someone else having sex, like, in the same building that you're in.
In the same body that I'm in.
That's true. They were apparently being quite amorous the other morning, but, like, she was very, very vocal, and I didn't hear a peep out of him. Like, is that weird? Like, have you ever been with somebody who was very vocal and you just didn't say anything?
I mean, I would say that I probably wouldn't say anything loud enough for you to hear downstairs.
Right.
Yeah, I find it really freaks them out a lot more when you whisper it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the goal, right?
To freak them out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they tense up and you get the little extra
exactly.
tug.
And then sleepy time.
Yep.
Was she saying anything specific or is it just noises?
Well, she, I believe, is of Russian descent because
wow.
when
okay,
it
yeah.
got real, it was mostly noises and then it was some stuff I didn't understand. Sending missile codes, you know. But her horrible, so the dog that lives at the house will bark sometimes when I come home, but knows better than to come near me. Because I've said horrible things to that dog when the owner wasn't home. Because it'll like bark at me. I was like, I'll fucking end you. I was like, nobody likes Chihuahuas. Your owner is a piece of shit for owning you. And the dog just kind of looks at me and is like, okay. But the other one, which is a long-haired Chihuahua, which is the worst, like, will yip at me and then like charge at me. And then, you know, I just stamp my foot near it and it runs off. But it goes after Zoe too, and Zoe can't hear it, and then all of a sudden it'll be behind him, and then Zoe's like freaks out. So that dog's almost been killed a couple times. Mishka is its name.
Oh Jesus.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Yeah. Mishka.
Real fake news?
Oh, I know what I was gonna say. So
go for it.
I'm not like I always fall for it. I mean, part of it, the problem is this is going to get real sexist real quick. Like, a lot of my friends on Facebook are women. A lot of my friends in real life are women. And, you know, I get anyone I follow on Facebook, you know, if they go to Facebook Live, post a live video, it'll show you so-and-so is posting live. And every single time I think it's going to be something interesting, and almost every single time I'm proven wrong. But, and I think I've talked about this before, I don't understand when people are at concerts and then just put, like, it's fine to post a picture.
Like, film it, like, and
well,
live it.
Well, don't Facebook live, because first of all, you're at the concert. You're not watching it because you're trying to, you're making your own fucking MTV news yeah. broadcast.
Or if you are actually watching the concert, then you're just filming fucking nothing. You're just flailing it about.
Right. But here's, I'm like, anyone who's watching this doesn't like that band as much as you because they're not at the fucking show.
Yeah.
So there was a someone I went to high school with, she posted a video the other day, and I was looking at it, and I couldn't tell, and I said, and it was a song that I was familiar with, so I messaged in the thing. I said, is that Sublime with Rome, or is that Badfish, which is a Sublime tribute band? They would, in fact, say they are the Sublime tribute band. They're incorrect. Sublime with Rome is the Sublime tribute band because they're, you know, it at least features a member of Sublime, you know,
yeah.
the bass player. But either way, no good. Like, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make a blanket statement right now. Sublime is not good.
I disagree.
I used to like them. It has been beaten out of me.
Okay.
Because I've just hung out with enough pseudo hippies. Like, Sublime is the Dave Matthews band for people who like Mountain Dew and heroin. It's because, like, everyone who likes Sublime, it's white people, like, it's awesome because it's like reggae crossed with punk rock. I'm like, it's terrible shit made by fat white people, and one of them died of a heroin overdose.
Mm-hmm. All right. Were you going to say more about the cover band situation?
Well, and then, well, I fucking hate cover, like, it's one thing if you're a bar band just playing in a bar yeah. to get paid $50
especially
a night.
When you're playing, like, a variety of different bands' musics. When you're just playing one
well,
band's music.
That's bad enough, but when you play dress up,
okay, yeah.
like, I mean, there's a special place in hell for Beatles tribute bands. The yeah. ones that, like, refer to each other as, like, Paul and George on stage. Hey, Paul. You know, I'm just like, go fuck yourself. My junior high school music teacher used to play the role of Paul McCartney in Get
Porn.
Back,
okay.
the Beatles, Ultimate Beatles Experience. Fucking drives me nuts. But my friend's like, oh, yeah, it's Badfish. You got to check them out sometime. You know, they played the casino. You should go. I'm like, here's the thing. I work at the casino. I've worked Bad Fish shows, and I hate it. I mean, I really don't like what's up on stage, but what's shaking their white asses all around, I hate even more. I don't like like, I used to really like Sublime when the self-titled album came out, and I won't even fake it. That was the first time I had heard Date Rape years before, but didn't really, like, it was kind of like a novelty song, if a song about rape can be a novelty song. But when the self-titled album with What I Got and, you know, all those came out, I liked that album. Then I went back and bought the other two albums, and I really liked them for probably 10 years. And then just the last decade of fucking just gross gutter punk, you know, fucking Hot Topic, peroxided, missing teeth, Juggalo
so
neck tattoo.
Mostly
people.
Women you fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had to fall asleep to fucking, I don't practice Santeria more times than I can imagine.
I'm going to hit this again.
Real fake news? No.
How are your crystal balls?
I do like the Sun Caress Me Down, though. It's probably my favorite hand job carol.
I do remember getting people together and singing that in front of your house.
Yep. Every Arbor Day. That's the favorite song.
All right. So this first friggin' story.
Oh, we're just getting into the news now.
Yeah. Huh. Things are happening, and now my computer's frozen. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this one was sent to us. This is the one that was sent to us by Jack. A Jacksonville man is accused of kicking swans in an Orlando park for karate practice.
Yep.
There's quotes around karate practice, by
Fear
the way.
Does not exist in this dojo, does it? No, sensei. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
So, multiple witnesses said they saw Rocco Joseph.
Of course, his name is Rocco.
Rocco Joseph Mantella, 34, attacking swans Thursday morning around 9:15.
It was in Florida, right?
Yeah.
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 I guarantee
Orlando.
I guarantee you.
Orlando is some of the Floridiest.
Yeah, is the most Floridian of the cities. Yes. I guarantee you he was listening to Sublime on his fucking headphones.
So he kicked two swans. One witness said that he kicked two swans in the head and another in its backside as hard as possible. According to the records, the kicks were strong enough to knock the swans over.
That's pretty ballsy, though, because swans are not friendly. Guy looks pretty mean.
He's got some sort of mark on his lip, so he either got
headbutted a swan,
or he has herpes.
Why can't it be both?
He probably can. He might have swan herpes now. Who knows what they got? Yeah, he kicked a duck as well.
He appeared
to be sleeping.
Yeah, he kind of looks like the drummer from Stained.
He kind of does. So a third witness told police that Mantella kicked a swan in the face, then looked at the witnesses and laughed while he continued to attack other animals. So here's my other thing. You ever tried to catch birds?
No.
They just fucking fly away.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's kicked like 19 birds now.
Do swans really fly, though?
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with you. I've just never seen a swan in flight.
They certainly fly.
One of my favorite horror doom bands is called Swans. It's a fucking phenomenal band. And if you look up, you know, the lead singer, he looks like the most serial killerish person on the planet. Michael Gira, G-I-R-A.
G-I?
G-I-R-A. Yeah. Swans. Yeah, look at his fucking dead-eyed stare. Yep.
Oh, is this him?
Yeah, oh, they're all him. Yep.
Oh, he's killed somebody.
Yeah. Oh, he's killed someone this afternoon. Yeah. He looks insane in all of them. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He actually looks like he can't form words. Is he a smart person?
He's very smart, but very nightmarish.
When your eyes look like that, you're either way too smart or you have literally nothing going on.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
don't worry about that.
Okay.
Don't you worry about that. Pretend you didn't see that photo. Right. That's coming later. Mm-hmm. You're going to like it.
I'm already got thoughts about that.
Yep. So, according to Israeli scientists, because they've got nothing else going on, fruit flies have mind-blowing orgasms.
Is it human mind-blowing or fruit fly mind-blowing?
Fruit fly mind-blowing, because probably it doesn't take much.
Because I'm pretty sure Triscuits are mind-blowing to fruit flies, too.
So they've been testing
this. It's salty and we can float down a river on it? Wow. Looks like fucking Huck Finn's skiff.
Who was he on there? Who was he on there with?
Hey, Jim! Like, really? That's as creative as you could get? Mark Twain?
Yeah, no.
Samuel Clemens was a fucking racist. For those of you not paying attention at home, Samuel Clemens was the first drummer for the Swans. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's not true. It was
really
Ted, tied. Ted Parsons was...
Really tied the room together there.
fruit flies? Orgasms? Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. So they've been studying this. Another thing they found out is the male flies that they put in a situation where they can orgasm often would ignore the because they had two liquids there for them to feed out of. One had alcohol in it, like ethanol in it, to get them drunk, because they actually do get drunk, and the other one didn't. So the ones that were busting nuts all the time just drank out of the normal one, and the ones that they kind of put in situations where they never got to, do the laundry or get the hate out,
mm-hmm.
They went right for the spiked, the boozy beverage, and were getting fucked up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can't bust a nut, drink the pain away.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently it's true with fruit flies as well. Another thing they found out is the color red, being surrounded by the colored red, was shown to trigger ejaculation in the fruit fly.
Hmm.
I think that's like the red light district. Do you think that has something to do with it? Because they're doing all this research to see if there's, to try to find correlations between human sexuality, because a fruit fly's brain is much simpler to figure out than ours. So there's like a lot less layers to peel through to get to the, but they think there might be correlations. So, red light district, jizzing everywhere.
Could be.
Fruit fly, drinking booze.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. What the Christ? Fuck you, Pop-Up. Next.
Schools
in England are removing analog clocks from exam halls because teenagers cannot tell time with analog clocks anymore.
Sadly, I've encountered this a bunch at my job, because I've had people, usually after the holidays, we get a slew of people coming in to have their watches fitted. You know, they weren't received.
Or figured out.
Yeah. Well, and then I've had countless, it's usually teenagers that are like, I don't even know how to read this thing. I was like, your parents have failed you.
As society. Mm-hmm. But also your general lack of curiosity has failed you as well.
I don't understand. Like, I don't even remember being shown how to tell time. It was that long ago.
I do in school, but I also remember it as maybe a 6-year-old. I remember it not taking a whole hell of a long time to figure out.
Yeah.
If you're 15, you could probably knock that out in the better part of 10 minutes.
I feel like certain things like that, where the concept seems so easy to people who know how to do it, like that we learned when we were a child, if you try and learn it as an adult, it's that much. Like, can you imagine like trying to explain to like a 35-year-old who never learned how to tie their shoes, how to tie their shoes? Would you like some delicious Trident?
No, thank you.
All right. I've got to ask.
You can't have any.
You can't chew gum?
Not on the microphone.
Well, I would never do that.
Is that cinnamon-flavored gum?
Sure is.
Aw, you're Satan.
Well, I started a new... we were talking about this yesterday.
Two pieces?
Yeah. Always two with the Trident. Can't fuck around with one.
They're tiny.
And you always got to go for the ones in the corner first, because those, when they go in your pocket, become soggy first.
Your pocket is kind of a different environment than most people's pockets.
It's its own ecosystem.
Yeah. It is a tropical zone.
Yeah, it is bereft of change right now. So, yeah.
At first, I wasn't thinking like money change. Yep. I was like, it just stayed the same there for a while.
Well, these pants have been bereft of change for about 5 days. I realized today at work, I was like, what's that weird musty smell? I'm like, oh, it's my pants. Probably time to swap those out. Yeah. I'll wear the same like pants or shorts for like 3-4
I'll rock
11
jeans
days
for a while, especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a season.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You only need to wash them 4 times a year.
Exactly.
No, but I
winter solstice is
did
a
you
big
work,
clean.
You worked
day
with
for
Bob
me.
Scammon at some point, right? So I'm doing occasional film podcasts with him where we go see a movie and then get a burger at a place because we're trying to find the best burger in New England. And we were talking about like talking while we're eating, like recording while we're eating, because we do it at the restaurant after we see the movie, then go to a restaurant. Had a really good burger yesterday in a place with incredibly shitty customer service.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, Lowell Burger Company. Yeah,
really? There was. I just try to avoid Lowell in general.
Well, the theater was in Lowell, so
yeah.
Fruit fly juice.
Yeah, where were you going with that story?
I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know, like muscle memory. A lot of times when I start a sentence, I don't know where it's going, and I figure at some point it'll just get me to the right place. And sometimes I'm like,
did it have anything to do with analog clocks?
Nope.
All right.
Well,
they're replacing them with digital clocks, lest you were wondering.
I don't understand, like, especially in England, because I feel like England, they're. I feel like the British are at least 40% more snooty than we are. You'd think they'd be like, oh, why don't you figure it out? Instead of, like, you know, bending down to you know, cater to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah. Well, I would assume American kids can't probably read analog clocks either.
Or at all.
It's mostly because they're spending that extra time trying to teach them about Jesus in school.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along. This is an interesting one. I don't know if you might have heard about this one. Allison Mack, this broad from Smallville.
Uh-uh.
You didn't hear this?
No.
So she's
keep going down. Oh, okay. You just pulled it right. I was like, is she rocking a jean jacket with no shirt underneath? No, she's wearing a dress. So what'd she do?
She was arrested for her alleged involvement in a sex cult. So her and Keith Rainier, this fucking guy, where is it?
I gotta hit. Is he wearing a sundress too?
No. This fucking guy.
Bah!
Yep, exactly. By the way, he's the one getting the sex in this sex cult. When you look like that, you have to make some sort of.
You got to have an angle.
Yeah. So anyway, I never quite figured out what this. He's the founder of the self-help group NXIVM. I don't know what that means.
That's that electronic dance producer who just died couple days ago, right? Too soon?
Was that Avicii or whatever?
Avicii.
Avicii?
Yeah.
NXIVM. It's a multi-level marketing organization, which is code for bullshit. They do personal and professional development seminars.
Very personal.
Bullshit. Yeah. And if you're a prostitute, professional.
Yep.
So anyway, they had this cult, or he had this cult, and there was reportedly a secret sorority called the DOS in the cult. Also,
what's that stand for?
They never say it, but it's also known as Lord Master of the Obedient Female Companions. So those are like the higher up, the bottom bitches, if you will,
mm-hmm.
who recruit these other women to become essentially sex slaves to this bespectacled twat. So he, Rainier, was known as the Vanguard to his followers, which that's not really what I think of when I look at this fucking wiffle ball bat. So anyway, she was one of the many that was recruiting women to join the purported female mentorship program.
So she wasn't, she herself was not giving him access to her Smallville.
She was.
Oh, she was.
Yeah. Yeah. He got to be a lead character in that episode. But she was also finding him bitches and kind of helping indoctrinate them. And
who'd you play on Smallville? Lana Lang?
I don't know. I never saw
I don't know why
show.
I asked. I've only seen like three episodes. I was like, because they don't call him Superman. She played that chick? Thanks.
Yep.
I know the one on the right is, I think the one on the right is Lana Lang, actually.
The one on the right is Kristen Kruk.
Right. Lana Lang is a character from Superman.
Okay, my bad. Kristen Kruk or whatever released a statement that was like, I had nothing to do with this. I attended a couple of like the actual self-help meetings, but she's like, I didn't fuck anybody or recruit anyone to fuck anyone, or I don't know if they were actually, it doesn't.
Also, Bill Cosby didn't fuck me.
She played Chloe Sullivan on the CW show for between 2001 and 2011. So I don't know if they were actually like detaining anyone. So the victims were then exploited both sexually for their labor to the defendant's benefit. So apparently he was making them do things sexually and give him money.
It's like, I'm going to jizz on your back and then I'm going to need you to go ahead and mow my lawn.
But luckily, I'll slap these sheets onto that jizz on your back and you can Superman your way through this fucking lawn. Was Smallville about Superman?
It was about Clark Kent. He's never actually referred to as Superman in the entirety of the show, which became very tiresome after a while because it was on for like 48 seasons. Michael Rosenbaum played Lex Luthor. I hate that I know that information.
I'm so glad that you say things like that so I don't have to at the end of those little diatribes.
He was in that movie Sorority Boys with, what's his name? Can't think of his name. The comedian.
Chris Kattan.
I don't think Chris Kattan was in that. No, that guy, Harlan Williams. Yeah, no, Harlan Williams, who is
that's
very
actually
funny.
Pretty close.
Harlan Williams and Pauly Shore.
No, I think Chris Kattan.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's closer to Chris Kattan than Harlan. Yeah. Harlan Williams is talented.
There you go.
Despite his Canadianness.
Yeah. Okay. Next, an Argentinian woman is accused of cutting
an Argentine.
Yes. Cutting off her boyfriend's penis with gardening scissors. She said she was provoked because he showed his friends their homemade sex tape. So Brenda Barrettini, 26, committed the revenge attack on her 40-year-old boyfriend, whose name is redacted.
That's an unfortunate name.
Yeah. He's really hard to get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
So it left her 40-year-old boyfriend with 90...
She's 26 and he's 40?
Yeah.
Nice.
With it takes a pretty rough turn. Her 40-year-old boyfriend left with 90% of his penis was chopped off, and it was in life-threatening condition. So
oddly, the 10% that was left was at the top.
Yeah, it's real weird. Yeah. So she said, this is her response. So if you get 90% of your penis cut off, your dick is gone. Like, I don't care if you had a 30-inch dick and you're left with 3 inches left.
Right.
It doesn't matter. The important parts are all gone. You could be
sort of the business
in
end
a
is
red
the most
room
important.
With some fruit flies. They're going to come. You're not going to.
Sure.
So
might come blood.
She said, this is a quote from her, I cut his penis, but not completely. I injured him. It wasn't complete. I injured him. That's,
I think it's English as a second language.
Yeah, that was translated, by the way, from her jail interview. The man has been left depressed, one of his attorneys said, and he waits for future operations. Hospital employees were unable to reattach his penis. That seems like an extreme reaction.
Kind of game over at that point.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the many reasons that I'm not going to get into gardening. You can't be leaving that shit lay around.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons that I no longer date Argentinian women.
Yeah. Have you ever dated one?
I'm not sure it was a woman.
They do seem like they've... Mm-hmm. An Argentinian bridge troll.
Yeah, something.
But
no fucking hedge clippers with her, though.
No, they do seem like a volatile bunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just her Latin blood. What are you going to do? That's always like, I have several friends who have dated Latin guys who had tempers, and they're like, it's just Latin blood. I'm like, how's that not a racist stereotype to say? They're like, what are you going to do? He threw me into a door because he's Latin.
They're Latin domestic violence.
Yeah. I'm like, huh. Out of your hands, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to play you this video. This guy broke into a video game store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to go for
that. That is clearly a GameStop.
Yeah. And wait for him. This is his mask. That's how he's concealing his identity. It is a water bottle. You know, like if you buy like a 24-pack of like Poland Springs or whatever, it comes wrapped in that one big piece of plastic.
Yeah.
That he just put that on his head, and the open spot that would be the bottom.
Well, you got to see through it.
Is right where his face is, so you can see his face.
He's creeping around, but he's a husky fella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this was in St. Mary's, Georgia.
Did he break in after hours, or he just run in and he's...
No, it was after hours. He broke into another nearby business, but they didn't say what that was. This was obviously a GameStop location.
My favorite thing is whenever I go into a GameStop and I bum them out because they're like... Because they have like a rewards program like every thing, and they're like, what games are you looking forward to coming out? You want to pre-order anything? And then I'm always like, I don't play video games.
And but like, I'll take some of those action figures.
Yeah, because they're like, what are you doing here? And then I'm like, I'll take this. And they're like... And you could see like... confusion turns to judgment, but they know they can't say anything because they're the assistant manager of the GameStop in Seabrook, New Hampshire.
That is a tough person to be in a position where they want to judge you.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry.
Because you know they actually have formed the entire question, what the fuck is wrong with you? And they're about to say it, and they're like, oh, wait a minute. No.
Oh, wait a minute. That stormtrooper does have fur detailing, so that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
So this guy's face was completely visible unless people were planning on identifying him by his ears, which is the parts of his body that he did cleverly disguise.
It's funny because when that video first started playing, I thought he had done some elaborate thing and it was a video monitor showing someone else's face. And I was like, look at this guy. Oh, he's just got trash on his face.
Unfortunately, not on his face because you wouldn't be able to identify him if it was on his face. Right. So the St. Mary's police made a Facebook post and it said, you can help us catch him once you stop laughing. You can catch, what the fuck? This is poorly written. This craftily disguised gent will be sipping on water while we wait. Sorry, that was poorly written. I had to cut out some words that didn't belong there. This is written by people in Georgia, for the record.
Police in Georgia?
Yeah. So, you know, the creme de la creme.
Right.
All right.
The creme de la Twinkie.
Delish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this person is a piece of shit. So this girl,
we talk about a lot of them on here.
This girl here, that's not a very good picture, but I think
I can crank one out to that.
Yeah, we'll get there. So she was driving 106 miles an hour, while Snapchatting when she crashed and her best friend killed her best friend.
Let's be honest, she wasn't a very good friend.
No. So, obviously, there's some vehicular manslaughter charges come in the way of Christina Pavan Baker, hyphenated. But, so, that is not her. That is a black person. Yeah, it's this girl here. Not even that hot. I mean, what are you doing? You can't be living your life that way unless you've got the looks. So... her friend Michaela Penn was 18, is dead now. So that's not the outstanding part of the story. Yeah, she's 17 years old. Yeah. So she came to court for this hearing in order to request that the judge not take her passport because she already has tickets for a cruise that's coming up in like a month, and she'd still really like to like go on the cruise.
Sure. Well, she's probably a little depressed. That might cheer her up.
Yeah, so no, I think she's all right. I think she wants to be on the cruise. Whereas her victim's family came to court and requested that not happen. That, you know, I believe, here's the quote, she doesn't need to be on a cruise enjoying herself. So she didn't really go too deep on that quote there, but pretty upset. And
so they're mad at her?
Turns out, yeah, their child is now ruined. Roned up. So I always knew Snapchat was bad.
I always wonder, because I see like Instagram live videos and, you know, people's stories and stuff like that. And I see a ton of people post videos while they're driving. It's usually people singing along to songs.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I by no means think that this needs to be a police state or anything, but like in New Hampshire, there's a hands-free law. Like, even if you don't catch them in the act, I feel like that is concrete evidence that they're driving with you're a fucking distracted driver because you have to pull up the app. It's not even like you're making a video and then uploading it later because they're doing it live.
I personally think they should be arrested just for making that video. It has nothing to do with endangering other drivers, but no one gives a fuck about you singing and driving or what you're saying while you're driving.
I'm like, I really like the original version of Life is a Highway, but to hear you sing it off key, perfect it.
Yeah, so needless to say, the judge gave Baker a $31,000 bond and ordered her to surrender her passport. The judge also ordered her not to drive and to stay off of Snapchat. So, go fuck yourself. What?
Isn't she going to jail?
Yeah, she's going to jail eventually. It takes time before, like, the trial and all that stuff. She got bonded out, clearly.
Is that something that a judge can do, like, order you not to be on Snapchat?
Yes.
I wonder where the limits of their powers are. I order you not to rub one out for until the next time we meet. They can't do that. There's no way they can enforce it. They can't make sure that you're not the master of your domain.
Mm.
I don't know if there's a mechanism for that.
Yeah, they have it at Exeter Hospital.
Mechanism for that.
If your boner won't go away on its own, the beat-off machine will take care of it.
I don't think there's a beat-off machine.
There is.
It's in a room labeled the no-boner zone. All
right. A mostly red room.
Real fake products?
All sorts of fly jizz everywhere.
God, that's why I always wanted to fuck Red Riding Hood. All right. So I figured you'd enjoy this product. The Saber Chop lightsaber.
I don't like it.
LED light up chopsticks.
Don't like it.
Don't like it?
Nope.
Why?
First of all, it's chopsticks. Not interested.
You don't eat with chopsticks?
No.
Even when you go out for Chinese food?
No!
Why not?
I use a fork like a goddamn grown-up. Fuck you and your chopsticks. Stupid.
Yeah, you eat salads in your own home with chopsticks. We don't need to listen to you.
Fucking ridiculous. First of all, I can't use them.
therein lies the crux of the situation.
Well, I learned when I was like 14 that I couldn't use them, and I gave up because I was like, hey, this thing that's in every restaurant works way better.
I mean, they could bring you the little kitty ones that are like attached at the top and you can just squeeze it together. Have you seen those?
Or I could just use a fucking fork, which works better than chopsticks.
Don't you want like the authentic experience, man?
No. I'm eating fucking Chinese food in fucking Newington, New Hampshire. It's not authentic.
Okay. That might be true.
Yeah. It's fucking cream cheese wontons. It's delicious. I'll use my fucking paw.
just a handful of lo mein shoving it in.
And as much as I am a fucking ridiculous Star Wars obsessive, like, most of these Star Wars products available annoy the shit out of me.
All right.
I don't enjoy any of the lightsaber products that are available. My nephew has a couple lightsabers, and he's like, you want to play lightsabers with me? I'm like, nope.
Just rifle him across the head.
Yeah. I mean, because I, you know, if I wanted to play lightsabers, I'd do it if I had a...
Glow-in-the-dark condom?
No, if I had a real fucking lightsaber, I'd play fucking lightsabers with you, and then, you know, we'd end the game by you being called Lefty, because I fucking lobbed off your hand.
But you're not his father.
No.
As far as he knows.
I'd open up my own fucking circumcision clinic.
That was a decision I had to make.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did you leave the turtleneck on?
No,
or?
I got it removed.
Interesting.
Yeah, crew neck all day.
Yeah.
I did a good job.
Was that like, was that a difficult conversation or were you guys pretty much in agreement?
No, yeah.
She like, look, uncircumcised dicks look horrible.
Kind of, yeah.
And it's weird because like, I mean, at this point, there's no medical reason in a developed country why you need to do it. But uncircumcised dicks look horrible. I mean, let's be upfront. Dicks look horrible.
Let's dress it up as much as we can.
Yeah, just fucking clean it up. But, I mean...
Let's get some tinted windows on this fucking geo-tracker.
Yeah.
Throw some rims on there, bitch. Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't have to be in the room for it, so... I felt bad. It's like...
I wonder because, you know, people always... cite how, oh, well, you lose sensitivity, blah, blah. I'm like, how do you know? Because are you fucking, are you giving 4 day olds fucking before and after rub downs to see how much they enjoy it? Because you need to be behind bars if you are. But, and secondly, like, if you're going by an adult, like, I mean, I don't know many adults that would, if they weren't circumcised, would get it done as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that they have the surgery where you can restore it, which, oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What does it entail, really? Do they just, like, borrow some skin from somewhere else and just staple it on?
I would imagine, you know, like, I mean, Bruce Jenner probably had some lying around after the fact. Like, mind if we use this? Just tie it on.
I'll just throw some Olympic dick on there.
I just, I don't know.
Yeah, no, we went with it. I mean,
did he cry a lot when it happened?
I wasn't in the room. He didn't seem, he seemed ill-tempered when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
But he got over it pretty quick.
You
have to, like, take gauze and just cover it in Vaseline for, like, the first week or so and then wrap his dick every time you change him.
Yeah. Huh.
Keep it,
sounds
keep
horrible.
It moist.
See, we've talked about this before, right? Like, the fact that I'm the only one of... me and my three brothers that's not completely circumcised.
Yeah, you gotta...
It's fucking weird. It's like a... Yeah, it's like a little half thing, which I still would like to know what the reasoning is behind that. But I remember as a kid, like... You know, because little kids don't wash every day and whatnot. Like, sometimes I'd go a couple days and be like... And then you'd peel it back and there'd be all sorts of cheese under there. And I'd be like, oh, that's weird. Yeah. And then, you know, went to health class in junior high and they're like, you have to wash your dick every day. I'm like, oh...
The accumulation of feta didn't tip you off prior to that?
It didn't occur to me that like it was like bacteria building up. You know, it's just like white nastiness. It's real good on crackers though.
All right, you ready for this next one? We're doing two products this episode. This right here.
Yep.
Is the denim waist belt.
Wait, those aren't even shorts.
Nope. So, you want to describe it real quick?
No. So, this fucking twat, she's wearing some sort of not completely finished sweatshirt over pleather pants. And then, it's basically like Daisy Duke shorts, but they're not shorts.
And they're pulled way up higher.
Yeah, they're pulled up too high. Because the bottom of the shorts ends right where her pubes should be, but I know that that chick doesn't have any.
They just cut the top of the jeans off.
It's a hoop.
Yeah, it's basically from the top of the jeans to the bottom of the fly all the way around with the stupid pockets hanging down for a half mile.
Yeah. Did you take a gander at the price up there?
I didn't. $405? that that better include this fucking ninny to be in your sex dungeon trafficking, your Avicii sex dungeon, you know, sex ring. $405 for pants that weren't even done right. You know what probably happened was they probably, those jeans were probably made in the USA, a.k.a. not made correctly.
They're so, the rejects.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people always like scream about, you know, oh, buy stuff made in the USA. Stuff that's made in the USA is, if it's high quality, is fucking expensive. So people don't, so the people who are always screaming USA can't afford it. Or it's fucking terrible because it's made by people who don't give a shit. This falls into that column.
People that listen to Sublime.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. People that fucking trade in their coins at Walmart trying to get, you know, gift cards to buy their hopes and dreams on eBay. And
is
then
that,
you can't.
Is that you?
That is me.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get fucking Applebee's gift cards.
Gross.
McDonald's gift cards.
Gross.
Yep.
The McDonald's and fucking...
Oh, fucking 20-piece McNugget, no longer $5.
Oh, I know. What is it?
$6.99. I found out because I was hungry on the way here today, and I was like, I'm going to go through McDonald's because it's the only fast food between work and here without getting off the highway. So I was like, let me get a 20-piece McNuggets and a shotgun. And they're like, okay. And they're like, all right, that's $7. I was like, wait. And I looked at it. I was like, wait, is 20-piece McNuggets no longer $5? They go, okay, never mind. He's like, you don't want it? I said, no, fuck you, and then drove off. Which is, I mean, for the best, because I didn't really want to eat it anyways. I was just hungry, but, you know, I'll find something later.
Yeah, yeah.
I ate 3 mini Twixes when I got here.
There you go.
About as nutritious.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say?
What's the biggest waist size they sell for the denim belt?
Let's look at it.
Yeah, they got any 44s?
Choose your size. One size. That's all it says.
That's ridiculous. It's got a drop-down menu for one size.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's just a normal size chart. It's between 00 and 16 in U.S. women's sizes.
I'd need like 4 of those stapled together.
No, you wouldn't, because you shouldn't wear those, and no one should.
Mm-hmm. Worth it.
Well, look at the... They have this thing. They have all sorts of fancy belts. This one's $1,400.
The fuck is it made out of?
Leather.
Is it leather that was fucking converted from Gwyneth Paltrow's foreskin?
I don't know. It looks like someone that wears that is going to let you punch fuck their ass later.
Yeah. She was in Infinity War for one scene, by the way.
Was she?
Yep.
Okay.
She's starting to look old.
We're going to move along. We're going to... Oh, fuck it. We're going to wrap this up. Screw you guys.
Wait. Please wait. I see you did not heed my attempt to warn you. Sigh.
Punch fuck your problems away.
That was honestly the nicest thing I could have said about that belt.
I wonder.